Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. President-elect Joe Biden's team is calling on the Trump administration to sign off on national security and coronavirus briefings this week, just as President Trump reiterated today he does not concede the election. The co-chair of Biden's coronavirus task force, Dr. Vivek Murthy, says plans to curb the spread are being made anyway, and masks will be a key part of them.
President-elect Biden wants to use federal authority where possible to make sure that mandates are in place. But where they're not, you know, he's going to go to governors and, if necessary, to mayors to urge them to put these mandates in place.
Biden's incoming chief of staff, Ron Klain, says the team plans to meet with Pfizer and other drug makers about vaccines this week. Meanwhile, Johns Hopkins University is reporting another sharp daily increase in U.S. infections yesterday, more than 166,000. More than 1,200 people died of COVID-19 on the same day. Trenton, New Jersey is set to implement additional pandemic restrictions tomorrow. Kenneth Burns of member station WHYY reports officials in the state capitol say coronavirus transmission may be higher now than in the spring.
Trenton Mayor Reed Gussiora says that it's clear that the second wave of COVID-19 has arrived and that New Jersey's capital city has been hit especially hard. While the state's transmission rate was around 29 for every 100,000 people, Trenton's transmission rate was at 44 as of Friday. Trenton officials are putting stricter measures in place on restaurants than most of the state and requiring all businesses, including grocery stores, closed at 10 p.m. daily. Only gas stations are exempt, but they will be limited to fuel sales only. Newark, the Garden State's largest city, has ordered all non-essential businesses to close at 8. For NPR News, I'm Kenneth Burns in Trenton, New Jersey.
Central America is bracing for yet another major hurricane, the second to strike in 2 weeks. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports Hurricane Iota is hurtling toward Nicaragua and Honduras.
Forecasters predict Iota will make landfall nearly the same area of Nicaragua's Caribbean coast where Hurricane Eta struck less than 2 weeks ago. A 10 to 15-foot storm surge and high winds will make Iota a life-threatening event, with heavy rains causing flooding and mudslides, according to the National Hurricane Center. Particularly menacing is Iota's strength, which continues to increase with rapid intensity. The hurricane's wind speed doubled in less than 24 hours and could hit as a Category 4 hurricane late Monday night. More than 200 people died earlier this month when Eta dumped exceptional rain totals across Nicaragua, Honduras, Guatemala, and southern Mexico, leaving tens of thousands homeless. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.
This is NPR. Peru's interim president, Manuel Merino, has resigned after mass protests demanded he step down. Merino had been on the job for less than a week, taking over from the previous president, who is impeached in part over his handling of the coronavirus pandemic there. The war in northern Ethiopia is spilling into neighboring Eritrea, raising concerns about a wider conflict in the Horn of Africa. NPR's Zeta Peralta reports rockets hit the Eritrean capital last night.
Two residents of Asmara tell NPR they heard loud explosions. A government-affiliated broadcaster says rockets launched from Ethiopia missed their targets, landing on the outskirts of the capital. The Ethiopian government ordered a military offensive against the TPLF, which it considers a rogue regional government. The TPLF says it fired what it calls missiles at the airport in Eritrea because they allege it was being used to launch attacks into their territory. The government of Ethiopia has refused to call this a war, insisting it would be a fast law and order operation. But these strikes show the TPLF is prepared for war, and it brings up questions about whether they have the weaponry to strike the Ethiopian capital. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Nairobi.
At the Masters Golf Tournament in Georgia this afternoon, Dustin Johnson not only won his first victory at Augusta National, he set an all-time scoring record of 20 under par on 72 holes. It's the lowest in Masters history. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.